genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brain.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Oh, then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turn now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Hi, this is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We're live every day, Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. You can also hear us streaming over the internet at brainstormingonline.com. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people say and relate it to how we live and work right here in Ventura County. Brainstorming with Billy the Brain is smart radio with sharp questions aimed at intelligent guests. It's talk radio done right for the 21st century. If you want to join in the conversation, you can always call us at 639-0008, or if you're outside of the area code, it's area code 805-639-0008. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is however the Spirit moves you. Each of my guests will tell us something about how the Spirit moves them and how it can move you too. My first guest is an expert on inventing the future by listening to her spirit. She picks up on the famous work of her husband and teaches us how to find our spiritual voice from her book titled When the Spirit Calls. My second guest is one of a handful of people to have traveled to all 320 countries in the world. We'll discuss his travel spirit and how the Spirit can move you to from his book Travel Dreams Sold Here. My third guest is a national advocate for the American demographic in lifestyle and fashion. We'll discuss the baby boomer women and how they spend their money and their time in the post-recession era. And as always, if you want to join the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. Mandy Ziegler was motivated and empowered by her husband Warren's spiritual identity and futures invention work. After Warren's death, Mandy decided to continue his spirituality and futures invention work to help others transform their spiritual calling into the real world. She launched Inspiriting Press in 2007 to publish Warren's work. Mandy began speaking professionally to churches, colleges, and other interested groups and associations. Mandy has a varied background. She's worked in Central America in the healthcare field. She's taught English as a second language at the university level. She's worked for several nonprofit organizations and was the owner of a successful small business. Mandy has a master's degree in both education and sociology. Joining us from Colorado. Hi, Mandy. How are you doing today?
I'm fine.
Well, thank you so much for being our guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. Glad to have you on here. Now, the basis of your work is helping people to understand themselves. So I guess we'll start there. Do most people truly understand who they are?
No, I don't think most people do, unless they have experienced something in their life to actually understand, have gone through understanding the meaning of who they are. People are brought up with certain social biographies, depending on their culture, depending on their family. Social biographies consist of stories that you have been told by people that have brought you up, who you are. They're stories, they're the knowledge that you have, they're your belief systems, your values, your faith. All of these things make up the biography of who you are. But this is not your true self. There's a spiritual side of everyone, and discovering that true self is something that people would like to. It's a need to find the meaning in your life, finding your true self. But it's also one of the most difficult things to discover.
Without a doubt. Now, Mandy, you said most people go through lives, unless they have an event, they don't really know who they are. What sort of an event would trigger you to do that self-examination to know who you are?
Sometimes it's just, well, I'll use myself as an example.
Okay.
I've been through, up and throughout my life, many different types of jobs. None of them, I liked them, they were good jobs, but none of them really had any sense of meaning to me. And once I would quit a job or a profession and go on to the next one, I never thought about the past one. I never missed it, didn't make any difference. I was just moving on. Nothing ever really gave me any deep satisfaction to what I was doing. And a lot of relationships were the same way. You know, social relationship, any kind, great friends, but some of them were just very surface, didn't really give me any sense of satisfaction with their relationship. So you begin to question, you know, what is this all about? What is there any meaning in my life? And because I was married to Warren, this was his work, and this is what he did, working with people to help them find meaning, to help them realize that they can choose their own future, I began to pay attention to what he was saying. And once I started reading about the different archetypes, I realized right away that who I was, and this opened up a whole new world for me.
Okay. Now you had your husband.
The world became different.
Absolutely.
I began to see a roadmap for my future. And I think this happens to a lot of people. Some people can have very difficult situations ahead, and some of them, like myself, just aren't able to get into the right fit.
My guest is Mandy Ziegler, author of the book, When Your Spirit Calls, In Search of Your Spiritual Voice. And Mandy, you obviously had the event and you were married to a man who helped open your eyes about the archetypes of your spirit and decided which one you were. But tell me, most of us are going through life, we don't have that epiphany, we don't have that event that sparks us into doing it. So what are some of the effects if we don't truly understand who we are in life and we just sort of muddle through life as we're doing now? What are some of the downside negative effects?
The downside is that you can't really get a handle on your life. You feel that you can't get a handle on life, or you can't solve problems without disarray, without losing some sort of control. And solving problems is one of the main things people do in life, and it's very difficult to do that. You learn to solve problems. You learn patterns of behavior to solve problems through your upbringing. And a lot of these ways to solve problems don't do it. They don't help. Some learn to solve problems in a violent way, but most people just, they don't think about themselves. You need to look inside yourself before you can really solve problems in your life. And once you know yourself, once you find your true self, you can understand a very different way of solving problems that you probably grew up with. You can uncover the masks that you've had and able to deal with the real issue beyond what things you appear. I can give you another example. This man that I met in Florida, his family was in total dysfunction. Their father, these were all grown children, and his father made a decision about the family business without asking or discussing with anybody in the family. So it caused a lot of anger and a lot of resentment. And he just began to feel very uncomfortable in the relationships that he was having with his family. It was also affecting his own personal family. So when he started reading and he got to what one of the archetypes is called the bending spirit, he realized that that's who he was. And so he started taking on his own persona and his own real self. And things kind of began to change. And in that way, he was able to help mend some of the fragmentation that was going on in his family.
All right.
By separating himself from where he was raised and what he was taught that way into enacting and expressing his real self in order to help his family out.
My guest is Mandy Ziegler. Mandy, you've hit the nail right on the head there. Give us the secret sauce. There are seven archetype spirits. You mentioned one of them in that last answer, the mending spirit. Talk to me, how do you discover which archetype spirit you are?
As you go through the various descriptions in the book, some people immediately know as soon as they read the description of an enlivening spirit or an entrepreneurial spirit, they know, or the just spirit, they know exactly. Some have a little bit more difficulty. At the end of each description, there's a lot of thought-provoking questions that you need to go back into your memories and experiences and respond to these questions to see if you actually fit into this particular spiritual calling.
All right. Well, let's go through them. There are seven. There's the entrepreneurial spirit, which you mentioned, the sustaining spirit, the loving or caring spirit, the mending spirit, which you mentioned, the just spirit, the organizational spirit, the enlivening spirit, reflective spirit, and poetic spirit. So my question to you is this, Mandy. Each of us has in us elements of all seven of those. Some are more dominant than others, but even an individual is not all or nothing. They're not all entrepreneurial or all enlivening spirit. They're a combination of both. So I guess since each of us possess elements of all of this, how do we determine which is the dominant spirit, even though we might have elements of all seven spirits in us?
Yes, you're right. You do have all elements in that. What you need to do, again, is as you go through these questions, they can respond. And you can... you respond to these questions, you are the one that really has to decide at the end if this particular one or isn't. I have discovered that I am an entrepreneurial spirit, which is not really the same meaning as an entrepreneur person. There's a difference there.
What is that difference?
Sometimes I think maybe I'm not. Maybe I'm a reflective spirit because I like to analyze things. I like to take things apart and try to solve problems that way by putting things back together. But then I always eventually go back and say, no, that's not really who I am. I'm really an entrepreneurial spirit. And you have to be careful, too, as to what you think you want to be. You know, people want to be a loving and caring spirit. People love their families. They love their friends. Even strangers can become affectionate toward. But that doesn't really make you a loving and caring spirit.
Let me ask a follow-on question, Mandy, if I can, because won't the dominant spirit or the archetype spirit change over time as we mature, we get older? Won't that change based on our age and based on the circumstances we find ourselves in?
Your spirit never changes. What changes is your own life experiences. And sometimes this particular archetype or spiritual voice that you have comes out in a very strong way. And other times, it's just kind of laid back. When you're a teenager or you're going through, particular things in your life, your spirit is kind of maybe laid aside, and you're not really paying too much attention to it at the time. So you're the one that's really changing. Your spirit does not change. It's there all the time, and it's there whenever you decide to invite it back into your life.
All right, so the spirit then is permanent, and only you mutate to the surroundings and to the time in your life. Is that a fair statement?
Yes.
All right. My guest is Mandy Ziegler, author of the book, When Your Spirit Calls, In Search of Your Spiritual Voice. Now, Mandy, you said that you are an entrepreneurial spirit, and entrepreneurialism isn't the same as we think of as an entrepreneur in business. So help us define what is the entrepreneurial spirit.
An entrepreneurial spirit can involve all aspects of your life. It's not something that we equate it with business or success. It has to do with a person that is willing to take, not willing, but is really, it's a gut feeling even, that you take risks without any fear of success or failure. It's not someone that sits down and calculates like a politician, let's give an example, where they're running for an office, and they sit down and calculate the pros and cons about whether they should take this risk. It's not that kind of a thing. Taking a risk, if you're an entrepreneurial spirit, comes from within you. It's something that you know that you need to do, and you may very well not succeed, but it's just something there that you feel inside of you that this is what you need to do.
All right, Mandy. Now, here's the million-dollar question. Once you know what spirit archetype you have, how do you discover your true calling in life?
That should just help you figure out your world opens up a little bit more. It gives you more of a roadmap. It gives you more of a choice. And by this time, you do understand that you can that your future can be up to you. That you do have a choice. So So just simply knowing that and not having the blocks, maybe the fear or the denial or ignorance that possibly come along with your background, your social biography, it opens that up to more possibilities.
My guest is Mandy Ziegler, author of the book, When Your Spirit Calls, In Search of Your Spiritual Voice. Mandy, what do you want readers to take away from reading your book, When Your Spirit Calls?
Well, once you discover your true self, once you know this, you should experience how you're seeing yourself. You see yourself with different eyes. You're talking about yourself. It will allow you to look deeper within yourself to know that there is something more in a dimension of self. You're redefining yourself, and you know that there is a higher, greater force that's possibly, it's out of sight right now, but it's that now you can see it.
And that is something that we all want in our lives. My guest has been Mandy Ziegler, author of the book, When Your Spirit Calls, In Search of Your Spiritual Voice. Mandy, if people are intrigued by what you have to say, they want to learn more about you, learn more about your work, where would you direct them to go on the internet?
My internet is www.mandyziegler.com. The book is by Warren Ziegler with Mandy Ziegler. And you can find the book there. You can find it on Amazon. You can buy it at any bookstore,
including our own Bank of Books, two locations here in Ventura, 748 East Main Street and 2682 East Main Street. Mandy, thank you so much for being our special guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you very much.